So this is going to be lesson 37, Aeneid, book 1, lines 88 to 101. Start off with erepiunt subito nubes caelumque diumque. All right, so the nubes is your subject. That's the only nominative plural there. So subito nubes erepiunt, suddenly the clouds rip away. Caelumque diumque, both the sky and the day. And drop down to ex oculis, from the eyes, to coram of the Trojans. Now remember, that's the patronymic. Teucer was one of their kings. All right, so when you're looking at the caelumque diumque, of course, both the sky and the day. It could also be translated as the light of day, so daylight. It's a literary device called a hindiatus, where you usually have two nouns and one becomes more of like an adjective to the other one. So you can definitely translate it literally, both the sky and the day. But I've also seen this translated as the clouds suddenly rip away the daylight. From the eyes of the Trojans. All right, next part, ponto nox incubat atra. So you have to realize that the atra is describing the nox, nominative singular feminine there. So dark night incubat, it lies on the ponto, the sea. Intonuere poli. So this is another one of those syncopated third person plural. It really should be intonuerunt. So the skies thundered. Et aether micat. And the upper sky. You could just say sky. You could also say the aether. Flashes, flickers, crebris ignibus, with frequent fires. So we've got the thunder, and now we got the frequent fires. We've got the lightning. Praesentimque viris intentat omnia mortem. All right, so and, omnia, everything. All things intentat, threaten, praesentem mortem, present death, wearies for the men. Right, so this is not a light storm. It's not a gentle rain or wind at all. This is, a hurricane, a tornado, extemplo. So immediately. Aeneae soluntur frigore membra. All right, Aeneas is not the subject. The membra are. So the limbs of Aeneas. You can say Aeneas's limbs are loosened with cold. And we'll talk about this in class, but this is kind of the fight or flight reaction that your body has. And a lot of times whenever you are getting ready to fight or run away, your body pulls that blood into the interior, to the heart, to the lungs, everything, to the core, to give you strength to do the fighting, to do the fleeing. In gemet, he groans. Et duplices tendens a sidera palmas, and stretching both palms to the heavens. So this is the way they prayed. They didn't fold their hands. They lifted their palms towards the sky to pray. So he is beseeching the gods for their help. So he groans and stretching both palms to the star, to the stars, to the skies. Talia voce refert. He says such things with his voice. So why with his voice? He doesn't say this in his head. He says it's aloud. All right, so far up to there, we've got suddenly the clouds rove away, both the sky and the day from the eyes of the Trojans. Dark night or black night lies on the sea. The heavens thundered and the upper air flashes with frequent fires, and all things threaten instant death for the men. Immediately, the limbs of Aeneas are loosened with fear. He groans, and stretching both palms to the stars, he says such things aloud. O terque quaterque beati. O both three and four times blessed. So this is a direct address. It's an apostrophe. He's talking to people not there. He's addressing everyone who died at Troy and basically saying that they are blessed to have done so. Quis, this is the shortened version of quibus. To whom? Ante ora patrum Troiae, before the faces of the fathers of Troy, sub moenibus altis, under the high walls. Contigit o petere, it happened to meet death. So they're lucky. To whom it befell, to whom it happened to meet death, before the faces of the fathers of Troy under the high walls. O Danium fortissime gentis Thydidae. All right, so Thydidae is literally son of Thydeus, is another patronymic. He's talking to a guy, Diomedes. So, O Diomedes, bravest of the Greek tribe, the Greek people, the Greek nation. And then he goes on, Mene, Iliacis ocumbere campis non potuisse. So this is kind of a expression of surprise, bewilderment. Was I not able to ocumbere, to lie, literally in death, Iliacis campis on the Trojan plains? Tuaque animam hac effundere dextra, and to effundere, to pour out, hanc animam, the spirit, tua dextra, by your right hand. Hand's not there. It's just implied because they only use their right hand to fight. So he's basically saying, why couldn't you have killed me with your sword, your right hand? Saivus ubi iacedae telo jacet Hector. All right, this part's a little out of order. The Saivus is describing Hector, where savage, fierce Hector lies by the weapon of Achilles. And again, this is the descendant of Achaeus. So it's a patronymic describing Achilles. Ubi ingin Sarpedon, repeat Yeket, where huge Sarpedon lies. Ubi tot samois corrupta sub undis scuta viru galliasque et furtia capora volit. Where the Samoi, which was the river right there, Woolwich rolls. And then you've got scuta. So the shields of the men. Galliasque and the helmets. Et furtia capora and the brave bodies. Now all of these are being described as corrupta. They are snatched up, subundis, under the waves. All right, now the tote just really goes with all of that. So where the Samoi rolls so many shields of the men, and so many helmets, and so many brave bodies snatched up under the waves. All right, so you got the ubi, ubi, ubi there. Really, just you got that anaphora. You got an accentaton. You've got ellipsis. It's just he's going on about, you know, this happened, this happened, this happened. But it's all going back to his wish that he had died there. And he's thinking that these people are so lucky. All right, so going back to the top, and I'm going to translate all the way through again. So suddenly the clouds rip away both the sky and the day from the eyes of the Trojans. Black night lies on the sea. The skies thundered, and the upper air flashes with frequent fires. And all things threaten instant death for the men. Immediately, the limbs of Aeneas are loosened with fear. He groans, and stretching both palms to the stars, he says such things with his voice. O, both three and four times blessed, to whom it befell to die before the faces of the fathers of Troy under the high walls. O, Diomedes, bravest of the Greek nation, was I not able to lie dead on the Trojan plains and pour out this spirit by your right hand, where savage Hector lies by the weapon of Achilles, where huge Sarpedon lies, where the Simoï rolls so many shields of the men and helmets and brave bodies snatched up under the waves. And so that's where that section ends, and we will go on with more description of the storm in the next section.